Hey, it's Jen Thoden, and this is the podcast version of my popular YouTube channel, Your Color Style TV. Now, the video version has some useful and entertaining visuals, so if you want to check that out, go to yourcolorstyletv.com. Hi, I'm Jen Thoden, and welcome to another episode of Your Color Style. In this video, I'm going to answer a question that I get a lot, and it's typically about that they find a color that they're really excited about that's in their color palette, but they have no idea how to combine it with another color so they can actually wear it. This usually happens when you find a color or an item that's a really bright color and you think, oh, I'll never buy that because I have no idea what to wear it with. A good example is I went shopping just yesterday and I found a pair of red pants. I've been looking for a pair of red pants and there they were, and it's a really strong color. Now, it's easy to pass that up because what in the world are you going to wear with red pants? But I have a few tips up my sleeve that I want to share with you so that you can do some professional styling on your own. So first, you want to use your color fan, all right? And you want to use it so that you can find the number of the hue that you're looking for. So for me, those red pants were 1B. That is the number one on the color wheel. Now, if you're not familiar with the color wheel, I'll leave a link in the description below this video. And if you're listening to this as a podcast, you can find the video and get that link as well, because this is a little bit more of a visual demonstration. So you're going to find the number one on the color wheel. Great. Now what? Now you can use that color wheel as a tool to figure out what other colors will go with it. The first color combination that I want to share with you is the complementary color combination. And this reminds me of two people that are really, really attracted to each other. They see each other across a room, and when they get together, they have tremendous amount of energy. And that's kind of what the complementary colors are like. When you find it on the color wheel, look directly across the color wheel, and that's a color that you can wear with it. Now, in this case, it's a true red. So when you look across the color wheel, the complement to red is green. This could get a little Christmassy and you may not like it, but it is an option. So if I had a dark green sweater in the wintertime with the red pants, it is a very, again, it's a very dynamic color combination, but you could totally do it. And I'm using red as an example, but this works for any color. The complement of orange is blue. And so you can see that you can just play around with this. But if that's not what you're looking for, the next color combination is split complementary. Split complementary is sort of like hanging out with your partner's best friends. So again, find that number on the color wheel, in this case, one, and look across the color wheel, and the colors next to the complement, like the best friends, are your split complementary colors. And those are the colors that many times you might prefer more than the complement. Still very full of energy and fun, but you have a little bit more options there. So on the opposite side of the color wheel for red is turquoise and teals and sky blues. And those are great colors to wear with it and really a lot of fun. I don't know if I would actually personally go for the green, but I would totally go for the teal or turquoise or the sky blue with the red pants. Really fun color combination. In fact, the way I'm even thinking about it, I want to go out and try that. But if that's not what you're looking for, you still have some other options. Another option is to do what's called an analogous color combination. These are colors that are next to each other on the color wheel. They're kind of like your best friends. So if you look at the color wheel and you look at number one, any of the hues next to it are going to look good. In fact, if you have the color fan, you actually don't even need the color wheel. You can really just pull up the color that you like, and then anything that's next to it on the color wheel is going to go with it. If this is the color that you're trying to match, you kind of want to stay in the same level. You can maybe go up one or up down in the color wheel, but no more than that. It's a very sophisticated look, and if done well, can be a head turner, really. So that's something for you to play with and to try out. Another color combination that you could try is the triad color combination. These are colors that create a triangle in the color wheel. kind of think of it as a lover's triangle because it's still very high energy color combination, but none of them are really intuitively related to each other on the color wheel, except that they make a triangle. So red, the number one, makes a triangle with yellow and blue. So I don't think that you should evenly split the colors here between all three. Choose your main color. In this example, it would be the red. And then the other two can be accents. Yet maybe you have a yellow blouse that goes with those red pants, and wow, that would be interesting. Or even with the true blue. I mean, that would also be amazing, like a royal blue top. Navy would also work really well. And so you start to kind of see how you can have fun with this. You could also pull it in as a great accents, like jewelry accents and that kind of a thing, if you're being a little bit shy with that color combination. But if it creates a triangle on the color wheel, play with it and try it out. And the last color combination is the monochromatic. And this is the same shade or the same hue, the same color and different shades. So really, if you were to just take the one strip from your color wheel and find colors that match all the way up and down the strip, you're achieving a monochromatic look and it's all one color. This is extremely sophisticated and classic and can be seen as a very quiet look. It works well with any hue, but you have to be bold enough to try it. So with the red, and you wanted to do a monochromatic look, you could go darker with a maroon top, because remember these are the red pants, right? So if these are the pants, I could go darker with a maroon top. For me, it's a pretty dark color on me, so I may not do that. But I could totally go down here and get a pastel pink blouse, or I could even do a neutral top and use these as tools for nail polish and jewelry accents and that kind of a thing. All right, so now you should have a good idea of what you can do to create your own exciting color combinations. Make sure that the color is in your color fan and then use the color wheel as a tool to create exciting outfit ideas. I hope this helped. I'm Jen Thoden with YourColorStyle.com and thanks for watching.